Well, today we're visiting with Rich Canning. We're going to talk about Operation Barnabas. They have a conference coming up here not too far down the road up in Carroll, and we want to kind of catch up with the organization. Rich, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for your time.
Yeah.
Appreciate it very much. How is Operation Barnabas moving forward? It's been a few years since you got this local chapter started here. Are folks catching on? Are they participating?
We see a little bit more involvement all from year to year. Of course, we'd always like to see a little more involvement. It's a good group, and we're out there to do the right thing for the folks in the area that are connected to the military.
Absolutely. I guess we should probably give an overview. What is Operation Barnabas all about?
Well, Operation Barnabas is an outreach of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Armed Forces Ministry to military-connected people. And by military-connected, we mean the folks that are serving active duty, the folks that are in the reserve for the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, any of the reserve forces, our National Guard soldiers, as well as veterans and their families. If a military-connected person has a need that we may be able to help with, whether it be a cleanup project in the yard or minor repair around the home or something like that, get a hold of us and we'll see what we can get done. If it's within our scope, we'll help. One of the old lines was, dad's deployed and mom's at home with three kids and the washing machine bows out and she needs help getting the old one out, a new one in, and maybe help with paying for the new one. We might be able to do that. If whatever the need is out there, let us know, and if we can help in any way, we will. And if we can get you directed into the right direction, into the right channels to get the help that's already out there, we'll do that too.
So the organization provides help, but I guess your definition of help is as good as the next guy's. It kind of just changes depending upon the needs.
It's all situational driven and what the need is, and how can it be best helped.
Very good.
Or best filled.
You bet. Well, now, since this is affiliated with the Lutheran Church, then, does that mean only Lutherans can participate?
No. No, we will accept anyone that wants to participate, regardless of religious affiliation, and that's on the participation side from a volunteer standpoint, as well as for the military-connected folks.
So you need someone to help kind of sponsor and coordinate, but other than that, it's open to everyone.
You bet.
Very good. Well, I want to talk a little bit about this conference. You have a conference coming up in Carroll at the St. Paul Lutheran Church in Carroll on Saturday, October 15th. It's a day-long event. What will that be like?
It'll be very informative for folks, you don't need to worry about lunch because lunch is provided. There's no cost to register. The Lutheran Church Extension Fund has helped us out with the meal costs this year, and this is our fourth year for having a fall conference. One of the featured speakers this year is Lisa Naslund, and she is from Galva, Iowa, and she is part of Operation Engage America, and she became involved with Operation Engage America after her son, an Army sergeant who had served in Iraq and Afghanistan both, took his life on December 10th in 2012, and he was 25. And the reason he took his life was because of some of the mental health issues that we're seeing come back from combat. And here's an area that Operation Barnabas really would like to help get people having issues or family members with people who are having issues with PTSD or moral injury, any of the battle-related mental health issues. We will do our best to help you help them find the help that they need to get well.
That's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah,
physical scars we can see, but mental scars are difficult sometimes. Sometimes even really even to manifest themselves. Sometimes the person suffering doesn't even realize the scope of the problem.
That's right. And you know, the person that's suffering may not realize it, but those that are close to them know that something's not right. And if we can help them get that individual into the right channels to get it identified and get it treated so that they have a better quality of life, we want to do that.
Absolutely. Well, that's a good focus to have on the conference. You'll have other speakers then as well?
Yes. There, Tom Eakin from Brotherhood Trust and Love from up in Siouxland, up in the Sioux City area. And the Sioux City area has a number of great organizations up there that help the veterans and help the military connected. The director of ministry to the armed forces, retired Navy captain and chaplain Craig Mueller, will be up from St. Louis to speak with us this year as well. And then some of the folks in the area might be familiar with Chaplain Mike Marino. He is going to be one of the devotional leaders at the conference this year, and he has also agreed to be the guest speaker here in Atlantic next Memorial Day. So,
very good. A lot of local connections. And if folks want to participate in this, who can participate? First of all, do you have to be actively involved in Operation Barnabas
No.
right now?
No. Anybody that has an interest in what we do and they want to find out more about our organization is free to register. And the registration deadline is this Friday, the 7th of October. That way we can get a good head count to the caterers and they have time to react.
Okay. Is registration pretty easy?
Yeah. There's it can be done two ways. And one is an online registration. It's a SurveyMonkey registration, and we've provided you with the link, but it's https://www.surveymonkey.com/lowercase r/hpgzrsb. It's a mouthful, but and that if you're gonna register online and register more than one person, like if a couple's wanting to go, put both first names in the first name slot, because once you've registered with SurveyMonkey, it won't let you get back to that registration page again.
Okay.
If you know what I'm saying.
Sure.
But and then there's also a paper registration, and if folks want to get a hold of Zion Lutheran Church, 243-2979, and let Janet King know that they're interested in getting a copy of the paper registration. She can make sure that there's one available for them to pick up.
Very good. Is there a cost?
No cost. Just your travel up and back.
Okay. Very good. So make it as easy as possible for folks to attend.
Yes, it is.
Very good.
You know, like I say, Lutheran Church Extension Fund stepped up to the plate this year, and they're paying for the meal, so it keeps us free of cost as far as the conference is itself.
Absolutely. Well, very good. Well, Rich, thank you so much for all that you and the other volunteers locally here do to help out those veterans. We appreciate it, and best of luck in the future. And we hope you have a great contingent there at the conference.
Yeah, we're looking for a good crowd.